good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Brian. Another week, another show. And today on Hurtin' for Real, all songwriters from Toronto. You might ask, why do a show of Toronto songwriters? Well, I play a lot of them. Yeah, over the years, I've played a ton of artists from Toronto. And you know, they're really good. And the Toronto country music scene, well, sounds a little bit different than some of the others. Today we're going to hear some Jack Marks, some Cowboy Junkies, something from Jenny Whiteley, something from the late Handsome Ned, and of course there'll be some Blue Rodeo. Yeah, it's all artists from Toronto today. Here we go. The Sadies. Every album you put out is interesting and different and a real treasure, including that one. Yeah, that's from their record Darker Circles. They released in 2010, but really I could have chosen something from any of their records. Yeah, I think pretty highly of The Sadies. Yeah, they're made up of Dallas Good, Travis Good, Sean Dean, and Mike Belitsky. And yeah, All artists from Toronto, and yes, they are batting first. The Sadies are. That song is called Postcards. It's from their record Darker Circles. And today, on Hurtin' For Real, yes, all songs from songwriters, bands, artists from Toronto. And I love the Toronto scene. You know, if I were to have a musical map in front of me, you know, when it comes to Canada, I've probably played the most artists from Toronto. Now, it makes sense because Toronto has, you know, 3 million and something people. However, there's a different sound to the Toronto scene, as you're about to find out. Hell, you probably know that already. And, you know, one of my favorite songwriters from Toronto is Jack Marks. Now, Jack Marks doesn't get out west too often. You know, it's, you know, to tour all the way out here, I mean, it's a long way across Canada. And Jack Marks, I was sitting at home, and then I heard Jack Marks was going to play just a stone's throw away from my house. And it was a real treat to see Jack here in Kamloops, and I hope he makes it out here again soon. Yes, he's put out 4 records. This one here is from his album Blues Like These. It's called A Song For Me. And, you know, I could have chosen anything off of his 4 records. He is a real treasure, and he's a funny songwriter. He is a clever songwriter. He's a touching songwriter. Yeah, he's one of my favorite songwriters. His name is Jack Marks. Here you go.
How come you never wrote a song for me? Spend all your time picking on the guitar strings. You got songs about drinking and songs about dying, but I never had a song that I could call mine. Well, you could tell a story like it's never been told, and you can play the guitar like the boys of old. You got songs about losing and songs about lying, but I never had a song that I could call mine. How come you never wrote a song for me? Spend all your time picking on the guitar strings. You got songs about drinking and songs about dying, but I never had a song that I could call mine. Well, I'd write you a song, girl, if I could, but lately the words don't come too good. I got songs about women and songs about war, but I never wrote a song that you could call yours. How come you never wrote a song for me? Spend all your time picking on the guitar strings. You got songs about drinking and songs about dying, but I never had a song that I could call mine. Would you believe me if I told you I was working on one right now? It ain't no Don't Be Cruel and no Gospel Plow. It's got a couple good lines and some minor chords. Just might be a song that you could call yours. How come you never wrote a song for me? Spend all your time picking on the guitar strings. You got songs about drinking, songs about dying, but I never had a song that I could call mine. Well, it seems that I went and wrote a song for you. Hold the applause, baby, till I'm through. Now you won't have to ask for it anymore, 'cause you finally got a song that you could call yours. How come you never wrote a song for me? Spend all your time picking on the guitar strings. You got songs about drinking and songs about dying, but I never had a song that I could call mine. Well, now that you went and wrote a song for me, where's the part about the eyes like fire and the pearly white teeth? I was hoping for something just a little bit more upbeat. Well, go ahead and write another song for me. How come you never wrote a song for me? Spend all your time picking on the guitar strings. We got songs about drinking, songs about dying, but I never had a song that I could call mine.
Lindy Ortega. Yeah, she's originally from Toronto. Yeah, she makes her home a little more out west nowadays. However, I think she counts as a Toronto artist. And have you heard her new record? It's called Liberty. It is a concept record, and it's really good. Yeah, that song there is called Forever Blue. Yes, Lindy Ortega. Well, all songs today from Toronto artists. Yeah, bands, songwriters, the whole deal. And one of my favorite groups from Toronto is called the Slocan Ramblers. Now they're kind of a, well, they got some bluegrass, they've got some country, kind of an old-timey sound for the Slocan Ramblers. And yes, they are from Toronto. They're made up of Frank Evans, Adrian Gross, Daryl Polson, and Alistair Whitehead. And, you know, they are going to be in this neck of the woods. Yeah, if you go to slocanramblers.com, you can see that right about now they are going to be in, all over British Columbia. So yeah, if you're listening to my show as soon as I put it out, I guess this is what, May the 11th officially? Well, they've got some BC dates, yeah, so go check them out. Their last record that they put out was called Coffee Creek. And I'm going to play you an instrumental. It's the title track, and it's a whole lot of fun. It's called Coffee Creek. They are the Slocan Ramblers on Hurtin' For Real. Thank you. Well, when you talk about Toronto music, you can't leave out Skydiggers. Yeah, that might be my favorite song from them. It's called You've Got a Lot of Nerve. You know, they have a new record out. Yeah, I made it one of the hurts of the month a while back. Yeah, it's good too. Yeah, good stuff from Toronto's Skydiggers. You know, I never have really had a chance to check out the Toronto music scene live. And, you know, I've been to Toronto, you know, three or four times. And, you know, I've liked it in Toronto, but I would have liked to have checked out, you know, the Horseshoe Tavern or Cameron House or, you know, the Dakota Tavern. You know, it seems like there's some really cool clubs there that have some wonderful acts coming through pretty regularly. But, yeah, I'll have to go back and sort of focus on the Toronto music scene, because, yeah, it's pretty special. We're going to hear a woman from Toronto. Her name is Jenny Whiteley. She's put out 5 solo records. One she released back 20 years ago. She was in a bluegrass group called Heartbreak Hill, but her solo records are really, really good, and her last one that she put out might be my favorite. It's called The Original Jenny Whiteley. And on it is a song that, well, songwriters and performers can really relate to. It's called $100. Here you go. Some Jenny Whiteley on Hurtin' For Real.
$100 won't go far. Came from singing songs in a downtown bar. For a little while you can say it's mine. If you want a piece you better get in line. I pay $800 for a 2-bedroom. When it rains, storm comes through. It's the price you pay to live in town. There's always something shaking when the sun goes down. Some boys are playing at the troubadour. You swear you'll have 2 beers and not one more. Next thing you know, you stumble home at 5. At least it makes you feel like you're still alive. This old $100 won't go far. Came from singing songs in a downtown bar. For a little while you could say it's mine. But if you want a piece you better get in line. Got a phone in my pocket, was a gift from the man. Now I pay him $80 for a $40 plan. It's just another thing that don't seem right. But after a while you don't know who to fight. Well, you pick yourself up out of the ditch and dust yourself off, say life's a bitch. I've done it before and I'll do it again. I've been walking this road since I don't know when.
This old $100 won't go far.
Came from singing songs in a downtown bar.
For a little while you could say it's mine.
But if you want a piece you better get in line. Then you make a record on your credit card. You want to sell a few, but the man at the store says nobody pays for music anymore.
This old $100 won't go far.
He came from singing songs in a downtown bar.
For a little while, you can say it's mine.
If you want a piece, you better get in line. Or this old $100 won't go far.
Came from singing songs in a downtown bar.
And for a little while, you could say it's mine.
But if you want a piece, you better get in line.
That I didn't love you, and if you think I was too cruel, well, I was always there when you needed me. If I'm so wrong, put the blame on me.
Put the blame on me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put the blame on me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put the blame on me.
Handsome Ned, he burned brightly for a short amount of time. He passed away back in, 1987. Yes, what could have been? That was good stuff there from Handsome Ned. Yes, the name is Ned. A song called Put the Blame on Me. And yeah, a lot of people were inspired and influenced by Handsome Ned. Yeah, look him up. There's great music from Handsome Ned. There is a documentary on Handsome Ned that you might find out there. And yeah, we miss you, Ned. Well, hi there, everyone. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' for Real. And remember, if you ever want to check out my show on Twitter, well, there's some music news on Twitter, news about my shows, news about good country music, all at Twitter. No, sorry, at Hurtin' for Real on Twitter. Yes, Hurtin', no G, no apostrophe, at Hurtin' for Real. Well, I'm going to play something by the Foggy Hogtown Boys. Now, yes, the Foggy Hogtown Boys, that, of course, is another way of saying that they're from Toronto. And, you know, you could call them a country band, you could call them a bluegrass band, sure. There's some folk music in there. But, yeah, I just think they're fantastic. And we're going to hear a song called Come On Home, the Foggy Hogtown Boys, on Hurtin' for Real.
Take away the hurt, take away the pain. Come on home and live with me again. Take away the misery that's dwelling deep within. Come on home and live with me again. You don't know the misery I paid for my mistake. And I didn't realize how much a heart could break. It's more than I can take. Come on home and live with me again. Find it in your heart to show sympathy. Come on home and live with me again. Without you here in my arms, life's a dead end street. Come on home and live with me again. Get me off this lonely road that I am traveling on. Put me back on love's highway where everyone belongs. It's lonely here alone. Come on home and live with me again. You don't know the misery I paid for my mistake. Didn't realize how much a heart could break. It's more than I can take. Come on home and live with me again.
Useless night with you so far away. I stand in front of this Ferris wheel and I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And all the drunks just stumble by and mumble their abuse. Tell me, what is the use? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? After so long, nobody's wrong. After so long, nobody's right. Nobody's right. on this useless night. With you so far away, I stand in front of this Ferris wheel and I wonder, what am I doing?
Blue Rodeo. What am I doing here? Yeah, so many shows they put on, so many wonderful albums. Yeah, so many memories. Thank you, guys. Yeah, song called What Am I Doing Here? Yeah, when you think of Toronto music, well, yeah, those guys are kind of the kings of Toronto when it comes to good country music. Yeah, it's country music. Absolutely. From Casino. I think that was 1990. Yeah. Blue Rodeo. Well, there's a guy from Toronto. His name is Justin Rutledge. Now, he's a songwriter. He's an actor. He does a lot of things. And one of my favorite records of 2013, hell, it was my favorite record of 2013, yes, the Hurt of the Year, was an album called Valley Heart. And the songs were so good. It had such a wonderful vibe to it. And I'm going to play a song called Capiscasing Coffee. It's by Justin Rutledge. Yeah, he's from Toronto. Here you go.
Helps to place heavy, heavy metal, but somehow heavy metal makes me think of you too. Sang to you on the road. godless than poster boys in North America are sticking around. It helps to play some heavy, heavy metal. Sometimes it helps to drink some Kappa's casing coffee. Sometimes it helps to play some heavy, heavy metal. Sometimes it helps to drink some Kappa's casing coffee.
In Toronto in 1985. Those are Cowboy Junkies. Yeah, they continue to put out wonderful records, some, 30-something years after they've been formed. Yeah. Anyways, like that song there. It's called Anniversary Song. And Cowboy Junkies. They're a big part of the Toronto musical landscape. And are they country? Sure. I think they are. Yeah, good stuff there from Cowboy Junkies. Well, one of the exciting things about doing my show is I get to discover bands that, you know, I wouldn't have discovered if I wasn't doing my show. Yeah, it's tough to find some bands, and I do a lot of digging. And one band that I found from Toronto is a band called Torero. Yes, T-O-R-E-R-O. And they describe themselves as one part country, three parts rock and roll. And, you know, these guys are really good. We're going to hear a song called Canyon. And, yeah, tell me what you think about them. They're called Torero. Some more country music from Toronto on Hurtin' for Real.
Her dance my flame. watch till I was blinded, and then she touched me there. Give her diamonds, four fingers, and rhinestones for her hair. Give her dresses for her body, but don't ever give her a care. She'll curse you and she'll haunt you. Even when you're on a long road, but down it many a she needed. Yeah, I loved her all I could. What she wanted more was I never understood. And the times that I would leave her, I never could decide whether I was gone for good then or just for one last ride. I'll give her diamonds, four fingers, and rhinestones for her hair. Give her dresses for her body, but don't ever give her a care. 'Cause she'll curse you and she'll haunt you, and do it with a smile. Even when you're on a long road, I've been down it many a mile. Even when you're on a long road, I've been down it many a mile.
A song called Willie's Diamond Joe. That is Willie P. Bennett, the late Willie P. Bennett. He was born in Toronto. He died in Toronto. And yeah, he was a musical legend up here in Canada. He had, of course, some solo records. He performed with others, of course, including Fred Eaglesmith. And he is missed. Willie P. Bennett. Well, that's just about it for me today. Everybody, thanks for stopping by. My name is Brian. I'll be back next week with some more great country music you don't hear near enough. And before I go, I want to say hi to some of my family in Toronto. Yeah, I've got a few family members out there, and I especially want to say hi to Simona and Ezio. And yeah, big hi from Kamloops all the way out to Toronto. Yes, we miss you. And one of these days you'll have to co-host one of the shows here that I do on Hurtin' for Real. I think that would be a lot of fun. So big hi to Ezio and Simona way out east. Well, I'm going to leave you with something from a group called Prairie Oyster. I think it's amazing that for decades there was a band, a country band, named after a prairie oyster. Yeah, if you don't know what a prairie oyster is, well, you can look it up. But anyways, you might have heard of them. They were a big part of the Canadian country music scene. And yeah, they performed out here all the time. And I just loved them. Yeah, anyways, I miss them. The last album they put out was in 2006. And yeah, I hope they come back. I hope they record and tour again, because yeah, they were really good. Anyways, leave you with a song called Did You Fall in Love with Me? All right, that's it for me. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real, and we'll visit next week. We'll see you then.
The signs of love can be hard to see as the eye of a needle in the candlelight. But I thought I saw them in your eyes when I took you home last night. Did the stars shine brighter on the night we met? Were the blossoms sweeter in the tree? Did the songbird sing in your heart when we kissed? Did you fall in love with me? Did you fall in love with me? The northern lights give a ghostly glow. It's hard to tell if they're really there. But I thought I saw the ghost of a smile when my hand brushed against your hair. Did the stars shine brighter on the night we met? Were the blossoms sweeter in the tree? Did the songbird sing in your heart when we kissed? Did you fall in love with me? Did you fall in love? Stars shine brighter on the night we met. Were the blossoms sweeter in the tree? Did the songbird sing in your heart when we kissed? Did you fall in love with me? Did you fall in love with me? Did the stars shine brighter on the night we met? Blossom sweeter in the tree? Did the songbird sing in your heart when we kissed? Did you fall in love with me? Did you fall in love?